Let's do it.
What phrase would be equally at home at a porn shoot and a family cookout?
Oh. So what was this? So equally at a porn shoot. What's it? So
you can say it at a porn shoot, or you can say it at a family cookout.
So this is like the director or something like that.
Yeah.
Like.
Or like, you know, the actor in the porn shoot.
Okay.
Or at the family barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tricky one. I'd have to ponder on that one for a little bit.
Well, Reddit has said, "Grandma, you came."
Filthy. Oh my god!
That was the top one as well. You lot are sick.
Oh my god! Sick.
That gave me such a laugh earlier, though.
Grandma, you came. It would be interesting to get a blowy off her grandma.
Leave it. It would though.
yeah, exactly. It would be, bro. A gummy time.
I want more sausage, Daddy.
Oh, that's fucked.
A lot of fucked ones in this. Up at the top. These are all the ones that are voted the most.
Oh my god. That is so mad.
Filthy.
Oh my god. Is it supposed to be that wet? There's loads. I can think of loads.
Filthy.
Yeah. Is it meant to be that colour?
No, leave it. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Oh my god.
All right. Don't tell your mother.
Oh, but how would you say that at a cookout?
Nice.
That's more of just one. That's a one-way thing. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're like raising them vegan, and he's like, "I got some good beef for you."
I goes, "Oh yeah. Oh my god, you're having meat today?
Is that real meat?
Yeah, you're having some real big meat today. That's a lot of meat you just put in your mouth.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
Oh.
Ready the spit roast.
Oh my god.
I've never been to a barbecue with a proper spit roast, but brah.
Neither have I. Neither. I think you told me like one thing what you did when you went to Cyprus that really sort of like scarred me. Like I think it was you, like they killed a pig or something.
Oh yeah, family barbecue. They like killed the goat on the day.
So, yeah,
and they
yeah.
like, you know, flayed it and did all that stuff.
Yeah, that's
just went straight in. Oh, it was good though. Best barbecue I've ever been to.
I can imagine, yeah.
It was decent.
What was the meat juicy?
It was good, yeah. Speaking of, if you press down too hard, you let all the juices out.
Oh dang. Yeah.
Filthy.
Yeah.
Filthy. Oh my god, stop. It's burning. There's implications to that.
Yeah. Oh my. How do you respond to that? Oh my god, stop. It's burning.
I guess you just stop.
Oh my god. My cat, stop. This is that. Oh my god, stop, please. Daddy, no. I don't want it there.
Leave it.
Bro, that's one. that's one. Daddy, no, not there. I want it there.
There's actually one that says, no, don't put the hot dog there.
See? Exactly, bruh. Exactly. I've got to come up with all of these. Oh no, it just splashed on my face. That's another one.
Yeah.
I need a drink stat.
These are all dirty. But we'll put the link to this Reddit in the bio below if you want to read. It's still going, there's more being added. And it's all rather dirty, just the way we like it.
Ooh, it tastes like asparagus.
Oh no. Oh no. The implications,
bro. Yeah.
The implications.
Mad. I mean, if I was at a cook, I would like it, and it might have happened to me in the past, but maybe I've just forgotten about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like you see on Insta and stuff like that, when like say for example, I don't know, you're with your wife or whatever,
yeah.
And well, yeah, you're married in that, but then maybe sitting here or whatever talking to your parents,
mm-hmm.
and your wife met like, and you're all looking at your phone, but then your wife messages you like, "Oh, suck your
manly."
Yeah, your manly.
Nice. That'd be cool. That'd be
but
really
then your
nice.
Parents are right next to you, and you're like, you see it, and you quickly scroll, and you're like,
"Damn,
oh, what do I do?"
Deep breath.
What do you do? What would you do?
Breath.
Punch your dad, kick your mum. I'm going for a blowjob.
I would take a really deep breath, put my phone down. And then
give it a look
later. Time and a place, woman, be appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know. Really, is that what you would say?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. You're a good guy, bro.
Put my foot down. It's a family function.
Yeah, I'm not. I have feelings, you know.
Yeah.
God damn.
Anyway, Welcome to this week's episode of the Book of Bruh. My name's Abe. I'll be your host for today. 6 foot. This is my co-host, Julian. 5'8".
Oh, we're giving credentials, eh?
Yep.
Oh, I see. What up, people? Jules, happy all the time. A little bit tired earlier. No problems with me.
He's back now.
Yeah. This is my co-host, Abe. Several mental issues. Suffers massively with depression and has really small hands.
And he's very open about it as well. So no shade, bruh. Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I'm not throwing shade on any people with depression.
No.
And plus, I don't think you have depression. No. At the moment.
No, it's seasonal.
At the moment. Yeah. I think you know what? Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. Mm. Last week, I was mad low. I was so low.
Yeah.
I just, like, you know, like first week back after Christmas.
Yep.
And
yep,
I was, which is always rough anyway.
Yes.
I think you worked a little bit over Christmas.
Yeah, I was going all the way through, so I didn't really feel that blues from coming back.
Yeah, exactly.
You get 2 weeks, don't you? Yeah.
I'm mad. Yeah. So which was lovely. Like, just moved into the new house, getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks off, Christmas, you know, you forget about students, whatever. And then you go back to work and you're like, super, like, oh my God, why do I have to be here? Blah, blah. And then the bit that got to me is how dark it is.
Yes. Yeah, leaving work, it's just dark.
It's just straight dark away.
Yeah. Always.
What time do you leave in the mornings to go to work?
Like 7:50.
Oh, right, okay. And what is the sun situation at that sort of time?
It's just coming up now, yeah.
Just coming up.
Yeah, so I leave in daylight now.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I leave when it's dark. I leave when it's dark. I leave work when it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I don't see the sun. I haven't seen the sun for days. It's like I'm in a flipping cave, bruh. It's rough. And I feel like that, because that is a thing, isn't it? That they call it like sad, isn't it? It's like sad. Sad disorder or something like that.
What do you mean?
It's like seasonal
Seasonal-ass depression.
Seasonal-ass depression.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people do tell me that they get seasonal depression, but me personally, I don't get that. I'm just miserable all year round.
Oh, the other way. Okay.
Yeah. No, but
I see.
I feel the same all year round. I don't mind the cold or the dark or anything like that. So for me, it's just, if anything, I prefer the colder months.
The thing that pushed it over the edge, was, you know, that I'm getting obviously building work done, yeah.
Yes.
So I got these patio doors fitted or whatever, so they got fitted and I couldn't appreciate them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I look at it in the morning, and I look outside and it's just dark, so I can't see anything. It just looks like I'm living in a cave.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh yeah, new doors, but I can't see outside because it's just black. And then when I get home, I'm looking at the patio doors again, and it's just black.
Shame, bruh. It's a shame.
It's such a shame. I know there is, like, yeah, I guess it's light, man. I like light.
Their time will come.
The time will come, yeah. And although it did start getting me thinking, like, I just want to quit. Just want to quit.
Quit your job.
Just quit the job.
Bro, I'd love to quit my job.
Just
do this.
Yeah, just do this. Enjoy life. Go do things. People do it.
They do it.
I don't get how.
Neither do I. That's what I think. How do these people make money? They always say, like, oh, you know, I'm just doing this, I'm doing that. No, you're not. You're doing something else. Tell me what it is so that I can also do it.
But it's, if you still lived at home with your parents, it wouldn't be a problem.
It wouldn't be a problem, no. But also, you would be that 30-year-old guy that lives with your parents.
That lives at home, which some people are happy about.
Which, if anyone's listening that is in that situation, there's no shame in it.
Nah, you're experiencing enjoying life.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's just a choice. Yeah. If anything, I'm just saying it out of bitterness. I'm jealous. Yes,
100%.
I would love to still live with my parents.
Oh my God, I would like to.
As much as I say it, I also love the independence, and I would never want to live with them again.
There's a lot.
Double-edged sword.
It definitely is. Yeah.
But no, I was very happy to move out. I'm happy that I'm still out, but it would be nice for someone to do my washing and make me food.
Yeah.
Little chicken nuggets.
Yeah. It would be. I mean, I like cooking, but I don't know. Yeah, it's just that like living at home where, yeah, you're getting your food cooked.
It's luxury.
Getting everything done for you.
Treat me like a king I am.
Well, yeah. Not everything done for you. I don't know. It's just having that, like if you wanted to... Life was just easier when you was young.
Too good.
Like high school was great. And then you always felt like you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah. But now you're sort of tied down to a job. You think about bills and payments and all of this sort of stuff.
Right, we need to bring the mood up. I know. What are we talking about here? Come on.
But then
on.
You also can have your own place and have a flipping orgy.
Yeah, bro. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Bitches everywhere.
All over the walls.
Monster.
Yeah.
Just buckets everywhere just so you can spit in and be like a man.
Yeah, just chew tobacco. Just fucking gobble on the walls.
Yeah, and just randomly lift weights.
Yeah, dumbbells everywhere. Yeah. Just in case you want to bust some cows.
Just star jump whenever you want, naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
It's what we do.
All right.
It's what we do. We actually like living on our own.
Yeah, this is decent.
This is great.
This is state of mind.
So great.
State of mind.
Like, you guys can't see, but there's actually like 50 females behind
you. It's very vibey in here. Very,
so
very
much
vibey.
Going on. It's basically like a party going on there.
Yeah, so once this
calm
is
down,
finished.
Calm down, calm
down. Yeah. We're going over there. We're going over there.
There's some sort of white powder on that naked lady's titties. I
think she's baking, though. I think that's flour.
It's flour. She
it's
must
definitely
be
not anything else.
Baking cupcakes, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Easy on the brandy.
Yeah. What a vibe, bro. What a vibe.
What a vibe.
Independence is important, though.
It's super important, yeah.
Super, super important.
Could not live without it.
Well, I mean, I guess you... Are you... I don't know if I'm actually friends with anyone that's not independent. Thinking about it.
Yeah, I guess we're at that age
Are you? Do you know anyone that's, like, sort of, like, living at home and...
No. I know a few that are, like, saving up for a deposit so they've moved back in, but...
Makes a lot of sense, man. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Would you still be friends with someone that's...
Yeah. I'm not going to unfriend someone for their situation. You don't know what everyone's going through a different thing, bro.
No, 100%. But I mean, like, if they're in a good... Like, they've got a good job. They're good in every sort of way, yeah?
Yeah.
But they just want to keep sponging off their parents.
No shame. They're going to get that big deposit. And they're going to be one of the ones that are actually going to be better off economically.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway, this is also serious and mature, bro.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Let's talk about something
shit.
Silly.
Yeah,
what I wanted to
yeah,
talk
you know
about,
what, yeah? F money.
F money.
F money and just spend it. Go crazy, y'all.
Flip it.
Yeah. Flip, reverse it.
Spend whatever you want.
Go to the casino.
Yeah.
Go wild. Man, you know one thing that we should do? When we make it, bro.
Yeah.
Vegas, cuz.
I would love to go to Vegas.
Vegas.
I would love to go to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard anyone say, like, I went to Vegas. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's always some mad story behind it. Like, day one, madness. Day two, I thought it couldn't get any worse because I was hungover. But it was crazy.
Yeah, apparently it's mad. I've never been.
Never.
And I do really want to go.
Yeah.
And I also, like, find it crazy how they say there's no windows in casinos.
Yeah, the tactics that casinos have
it
are
is
insane.
Sick. It is so smart.
Yeah.
They give you free alcohol, bruh.
I heard they pump more oxygen into the air to, like, keep you awake and, like,
is
aware.
It?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a lie. But that's what I heard, and I'm not going to fact check.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be surprised if that's true.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it is true.
That is mad. Is that a thing?
I guess it makes sense. Yeah, just keep everyone, like, you know, buzzing. Imagine you step out into a room, and you're just like, I feel good in this room.
But how
this
do you
is
get
a nice room. I'm going to spend some money in here.
What, more? What, an oxygenated room?
Yeah, not by much. You know, they just...
But surely we got plenty full of oxygen where we are right now, no?
Yeah, but how much better do you feel outside than inside, bro?
Oh, bring it outside, inside.
Inside, outside.
Oh,
outside,
the whole shit. Oh, my God.
Like that.
Dang,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just, like, females and, I guess, guy butlers just bring drinks around. Would you like a drink, sir? You know what? I would. And then you don't see sunlight. You're just getting licked, spending money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll would you gamble?
Yes, 100%.
Well,
I'm
going
to go to Vegas to watch.
I won't gamble. 100%.
All right, you can watch me waste all my money.
Yeah.
100% I'm going to Vegas to gamble. I mean, I have the worst luck with gambling.
You,
apart from...
You get worrying sometimes.
You're making it out like I have a problem, bro.
Bro, you at one point, you had a scratch card problem.
That's different, bro. Why? That's different.
Why is that different?
Because it's all going towards the lottery people, and they do good things for the Olympics and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. They help towards starving kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Good that's causes. Why you do it.
Yeah, but also, sorry. I would love to win a scratch card that has a good amount of money on it.
Oh my God, that would be sick.
That would be a dream.
That would be so sick.
I remember there was this one story that I saw where a guy in Australia got hit by a car and then was in a coma for I don't know how long. So we're just going to say like a couple of years. And then he won this. He was in a shop, bought a scratch card, walked out, got hit by a car. Oh, it was a winning scratch card though. And then they went to the shop to reenact it on the local news. And they were like, all right, just buy another scratch card and then we'll film you doing it and just do a little reaction thing.
Yeah.
And he goes to do it, scratches another scratch card, and he's like, oh my God, I just fucking won again. And he breaks down into tears, facing his hands.
What?
And he's literally saying, get the camera off
me. Wait, hold on, but what happened though?
He just won two scratch cards, bro.
So the first time did he scratch it?
The first time he scratched it, he won. I guess he ran outside so happy.
And did he manage to get the money for it before he, like?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh shit, so he actually won one.
So he won a scratch card, got hit by a car, into a coma, woke up, dramatic reenactment, bought another scratch card.
Did you remember he was like rich?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sick. Yeah, oh, nice.
And he was just like, I can't believe it, mate. It's crazy.
Dingo,
get the camera off me.
Yeah, there's a dingo eating a baby.
It was one of those ones where you watch it and you're just like, no way.
No but way.
It was so nice because the guy was so wholesome about it.
God damn. Two scratch
cards. That's when it's like, there has to be something going on. When you win two scratch cards after coming out of coma.
How serious would you get with gambling then?
Okay.
What would you play? What would you play? What would be your little your little tipple?
I like to think I'm a bit of a big man with blackjack. 21?
Oh, right. Yeah, but is blackjack 21? They call it different, isn't it?
I don't care what they call it. I call it blackjack. But yeah, the game 21. I think they...
Is 21 blackjack?
That's what I call it. I think certain people call it that as well. I don't know what they call the other thing.
Is there blackjack though?
Yeah, blackjack.
Yeah, but blackjack's like in the UK. Blackjack's
we're going around in a bit of a circle. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it is. I call it fucking blackjack, which is the game that you have to get to 21.
Okay, so you want to play 21.
I want to play 21.
Yeah.
And then I don't like the roulette table. I think it's rigged.
Really?
That's
the only thing that would get me, bro.
Yeah.
The roulette table is just so exciting.
I don't know.
Poker.
I just don't like it. It just feels too rigged. How do I know there's not a man with a magnet that's waiting for you to put, like, you know what, I'm feeling big. I'm going to put a load on 17. And then he's like, well, guess what? It's going to be everything but 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw a thing the other day that when... So say, for example, this will happen one day, obviously.
100%. Manifesto.
When we go to Vegas,
yeah,
and you're at your 21 table,
mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that the dealer doesn't have any jewelry on or anything like that.
Okay.
So I saw on Insta that he had like a mirrored ring on or something.
Yeah.
So when he pulls the cards, he's actually able to see what card is there before
he's gonna have to be slick to be able to see.
Bro, people have mad skills with their hands on cards.
I suppose.
Easily trick you, bro.
I would love to know the scams that they have in casinos because I feel like there's loads.
There's that card counting and stuff like that. I don't get how they do it.
No.
Although I do get how to do it in some ways because it's all it is probability, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's a brand new deck of cards and all it is percentages.
They have machines and stuff now. I don't know.
Yeah, but they always have to. It's always a brand new deck of cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as long as you bet smart, and then you know what cards have been thrown away or whatever, then you're able to do some quick math. 2 + 2 is something, and then bang, bang, bang. Here's 50k, and yeah. Oh God, that would be flipping glorious.
Easy,
glorious.
I still
don't think I would do it though.
I kind of like the slot machines. I never thought I'd get into them.
Oh.
But when I was in Madeira, we went into the casino. We just had like a couple of euros.
Yeah.
I lost 20 on roulette straight away. Blackjack was all taken.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, oh, let's just go on the slot machines, just throw the change away.
Yeah.
And then every time we said like, oh, we have to go. We have to, you know, go and get ourselves. We need to
get out of it.
It would just give us a win.
Oh.
So eventually we were just like, I need to go to the airport. Win. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There's a little gremlin in there that's just saying like, oh, he's about to leave. I'm just going to give him a quick pinch to keep him here a little bit longer. Shit. And it was very effective because I stayed in there a very long time. But I ended up...
But that's what I said. You got a problem.
No. And then, but I ended up doubling my money on the first day, strictly on slot machines. Yeah. And then before the flight, we had a bit of time. So we went back in. So maybe I do have a problem. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. And then, and then won like, we tripled our money.
No way. And how much did you actually win though?
I think the whole thing, we won about 60 euros.
Oh, decent.
Profit.
Decent, bro.
Profit, bruh.
Yeah, that's good, you know.
Yeah. So the trick is, if you're ever on the slot machine, to say like, I have somewhere to be.
Oh.
I need to leave now. Yeah, and then just let the little gremlin, because I don't think he's very smart, because he just kept on doing it. Yeah. Mm. But there's always that big thing in the jackpot, like 60 grand. You might win this. You might.
There is that like temptation to do it. Like, like when I was in Australia and my cousin and my auntie and uncle were like, oh yeah, we'll go to the casino because apparently that's what just people do or whatever.
Yeah.
And
a way to spend time.
Well, yeah, because it's like you know, there's like this casino is huge. I haven't been to too many casinos, so to me this like it was massive. It was like two floors, and there's like five bars in there, and it was massive. You'll get lost in there, kind of thing. And my auntie and uncle gave me like $20 to go put on something or whatever.
Sweet.
And I was so like. I was so overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do. I was like, I don't even know what to do. Like, I was like, keep your money. You could like bet on something. There's so many lights in there. There's everything flashing, noises, blah blah blah, and so many people. I was just like, it was kind of like,
very overstimulating, isn't it?
So overstimulating, and I couldn't deal with it. So I don't know how good I'll be at in Vegas. To be fair, when it comes to gambling,
I think if we just keep calm. We look out for each other,
but then the problem would be
alcohol. It would be we need a shaman to guide us through.
Yeah, we need a monk with us.
Safe word,
like handcuffed, monk handcuffed to you.
Yes,
who would just like bang stop.
the best run that I've seen in gambling was before a night out. We just went to a casino, and I gave my friend 20 quid. In the UK, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I gave him 20 quid, so he went to the roulette, and then he put down 20 on red, one, put down 40 on black, one, down 80 on thingy, and he kept on going. He got up to like 300 and something, and then he managed to get it all the way down to like 160, and we literally had to drag him away.
Yeah, I could do this. I could do this.
It's just like, no, just walk.
Oh man, yeah, bro, that's where it's bad. At one point, I was like, I like downloaded a gambling app or whatever, and I was just doing like football accumulators, boxing things or whatever.
I'd love to be able to do it.
It seems pretty easy.
Yeah, they always make it look easy, don't they?
Yeah.
All the success stories, but all the like,
even I've won a few times. It is pretty easy because all you got to do is just look at who wins, and like you're just kind of like, oh yeah, you know they're gonna win, you're gonna, and you just do like a random accumulator, and you can like. Make a decent amount of money, but I don't know, man. Gambling is just it's never interested me, never got to me. Not sure why.
I can see the appeal of it, and I think that's why I stayed away.
Yeah,
and also I've been lucky that my luck has been so bad that it's not drawn me into it.
Would you say you've got an addictive personality?
Yes, for certain things, not for others.
Okay.
I don't quite know how to phrase that. Like,
do we delve into that a little bit?
No, let's not. I feel like we've been on this too long. Should we do a little bit of question time?
Yes.
Stop trying to unravel me.
Yeah. I want to peel that onion back, bruh. Peel it back. See what you're saying under there. See what you're saying.
Not today.
So, I actually want to go with news for a little bit because I feel like...
Okay.
This has been great, and I hope you don't have the same news because I feel like this is something that you'd like to talk about.
Okay,
but the breaking news, guys, and I hope you guys have seen this as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the Galapagos giant tortoise has finally retired. Did you see that?
No.
Diego, the giant tortoise, has retired from the breeding program.
Oh, damn. He's been a top shagger for a while.
Bro, so do you know about him?
I do know him, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you personally?
No, not personally.
Have you seen him in action?
Get on with it. I watch his Twitch streams.
Bro, at one point in my life, yeah. Me and my brethren was, I wouldn't say obsessed, yeah?
Yeah.
But we got hooked on just watching, like, tortoise sex.
No, you did not.
Like,
why?
Because it's so funny, bro. It's so funny. When you see that, it's the noises that they make. They're literally like...
I have seen those videos, yeah. I wouldn't get addicted to watching.
Wasn't it, bro? I don't mean like addicted, like, oh my God, I can't do nothing else with my life, but yeah. Watch Turtles.
You're in class and you're just on the sly watching it.
My God, I really can't help it. No, but yeah. So Diego is a Galapagos giant tortoise, estimated to be about 130 years old, is returning home after having so much sex that he saved his species.
Gang, gang.
What
gang.
Don.
I'd like to be in a situation like that myself one day.
Or you want to be like Adam.
Hey, I don't know. You know, if things go rough and then some alien species has to pick us up and they're like, you're the only guy. You're going to have to put in a shift.
You're going to have to farm.
I'll do what I can.
I don't want to, but I'll do what I have to
what
do.
What I have to do for my species.
Oh, my. Yeah, but, bro, there's so many people out there that, like, I saw, like, some African dude who was, like, father to 100-something kids.
I saw that. That was shocking.
Yeah, he was proper happy just smiling in the camera, like.
Well, you know he does nothing to do with those kids.
Oh, no, no way.
He just walks around, and he's just like, bro. No.
There's no way that you could be a...
No one has that stamina.
You can't be a decent father to that many kids.
You can't, yeah, no.
It's not. But, yeah, this Diego fella, mm-hmm. He's about 130 years old, but I'm sure it's... The population, mm. when he first started, was around 15 Galapagos tortoises or whatever.
Nice.
It's now over 2,000.
Beast!
Fucking animal! Absolute animal!
Nice.
Bussing all type of nuts in the...
Galapagos tortoise. Do they just have
female tortoises.
Oh my God, what a boy.
What an animal.
Galapagos giant tortoise, yeah?
Yeah, Galapagos. He is a dirtbag, man. Hey, Diego, if you're in retirement watching this right now, chilling back, He does he know anything else but clapping cheeks?
What is retirement for a tortoise as well? He's just
what is he
he's
doing?
Gotten so used to something.
Yeah, he's been so used to busting nuts.
Yeah,
he does not know what to do right now.
New champion. Apparently, they lay 2 to 16 eggs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I thought he had like 2,000 goes, and I was like, he's just non-stop.
No, but still, just though,
eat, sleep with someone. Eat. Go again.
Oh, so he smashed about, what, 100 times maybe?
I don't know.
Let's say about 100 times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 130 days for the eggs to hatch and then whatever the gestation period is. So he did bits.
He's still done a big, big old shift. But
good job,
man,
bro.
What a lad. People would talk about Diego in scriptures, bro.
In the highest regards.
Yeah. He will be on a hieroglyph. If there were hieroglyphs like, in these days, there'll be a picture of a tortoise like on a flipping shelf and then just like loads of females just around him like, oh my God, he's got the god dick.
Is that Diego?
What name as well?
Yeah.
Diago, though.
Oh, that is cool. Very cool. Yeah. All right. I had a sciencey one, but since you went with that, I will go with a bit more of a gossipy one.
Go with both, bruh, if anything.
Maybe. So yeah. Michelle Yeoh, if that's how you say it right, apologies.
Michelle Yeoh.
She was doing her Golden Globe speech. You'll probably know her.
Oh, no, okay.
You know the one?
Who is she from?
She's, whenever you need, like, a strong woman, Asian, that might be able to beat up people, like Kung Fu, they always cast her.
Okay.
And she is really good.
She fit? She looks quite fit.
Yeah, yeah, she was in the new Witcher Blood Origins.
Oh, well, I haven't watched that yet.
Me neither.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But anyway, Michelle Yeoh, so she... during her Golden Globe speech, I think it's for Best Actress.
Okay.
She was going through how she came to America.
Go you, congratulations.
And she went through the struggles and it was really hard. Mm. And just classic Hollywood story for a minority.
Yeah.
And they started playing the music for her to wrap up her speech. And mid-speech, she just goes like, shut up, I can beat you up. and the crowd was just like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dang. I will not be told to stop.
We love a strong woman.
Yeah, she.
We rock it.
That would have got me straight away. Mm. I like that woman. I was thinking this the other day, yeah. That like, so you know, like I've said, a new fitness regime and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy going to like certain classes or whatever, and it's like I like someone telling me what to do. You know,
you're a sub.
Yeah, that's what then got me thinking.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
Yeah, like if a female said to me, drop your pants, that it'll be quite hot in it. Surely any guy will find that hot.
It would be.
I don't think I am a sub. Just to, you know,
haven't opened that door yet though to explore.
I haven't opened that door yet. No, but I don't think I'd like it. What we should do though, there is that that quiz that you can take, but we'll save.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll save that for next week.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
Tune in for next week. We'll do this quiz. But yeah. Fair play to her, man. I'll listen to her. Yeah. I'll be like, oh my god, stop.
Yeah,
stop
if
the music.
If I was playing the music and she said I can beat you up, I'd be like, I've seen your films and I know you can.
Probably can. She probably can.
All right, stop. I'll drop my science one as well.
Yeah, do it, bro.
Just for lols. Anyway, this is good news. So Earth's ozone layer is on track to recover.
Oh, man.
Probably heard a little bit about that one probably like 15 years ago. It was a big thing in the news. But there's been a massive campaign to like reduce the use of CFCs and things that would...
CFCs? What's CFCs?
Oh, God.
Can't just drop...
Yeah, but also can't pronounce it. So chlorofluoro...
Oh, dang.
Chlorofluorocarbons.
Oh.
They're using like refrigerants and solvents and stuff like that. Okay. In the 1970s, all the fridges, they use those sort of things.
Oh,
and
right.
They made this massive ozone layer hole.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you got something on the tip of your tongue there.
No, I don't know what CFCs are. But yeah, now I know, bro.
It's a fancy chemical thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it opens up a lot of health implications, obviously environmental stuff as well.
Yeah.
Because the ozone layer filters out a lot of the UV radiation that's coming in from the sun. But
I'm with you now.
Yeah, it's one of the few things that they realized this is actually a massive issue. So they had the Montreal Protocol where all the UN, they all got together and they were like, this is a big issue. We need to do something about it. And they say,
you know so much stuff.
It interests me.
Yeah.
But they say by 2040, it should be reduced for most of the world. And then it'll take another 20 years for it to go and heal around the poles, which is where that zone was like the biggest. And it says that it's going to estimate that this amendment has avoided a 0.5 degree Celsius of warming by the year 2100.
No way.
Which is great.
That's great for the future.
Yeah.
Right, you know what, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just come to me that you're actually very knowledgeable.
I know some stuff.
And you're very wasted in your job.
I think that every day.
Bro.
Every day. But if you're watching, I don't. Actually, yeah. I'm super appreciative of where I am, what I do, and I'm so proud.
So, bruh, the thing is, you do a great job in what you do. Potentially.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But what you need, bro, you're smart, man. Innit? You need to chase your dreams, cuz.
I do. Hey, wait, we're doing it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And then maybe like when we make it.
When.
And it, we need to do something that around your sort of.
Oh, I got plans, team, bro. I got plans. Don't worry.
Like, heal the world.
Honestly, I'm not going to be. When we blow up. I'm not going to be some guy that's like, oh my God, you need to buy this new toothbrush.
Yeah.
Affiliate link below.
Yeah.
Although, at this moment in time,
I'd be quite happy to
do that. I'll be on that.
So,
if anyone's watching, I'm like literally back and forth so much today. But hypocrite? No.
Manscaped?
Oh, Manscaped, bro. You do everyone.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on.
League of Legends. Yeah.
Oh, League Shadow.
Shadow Raid. Yeah,
is it sounds, Shadow Legends?
Something like Shadow Legends.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go.
I'll draw the line at those really annoying games that you see on YouTube ads, where it's like they just play it really badly. You know, when you have to like, God, yeah. It's like, do you want to have +20 troops or -50? fucking kill yourself.
Yeah. Fucking... Why would you go for minus
50? Why do you play it so badly? Yeah. Do you think that makes me want to play this game?
No, it does. It
pisses me off.
It does the absolute opposite. If I saw someone beasting it, and then they said, like, on the advert, you could play this with no ads.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think
give it a go.
Because the only thing I can think of is these games, how much money do they need to spend on advertising to get it onto YouTube?
It's either
a scam by the games trying to just get on your phone so they can download your data, or it's a scam by YouTube to piss you off so much that you want to buy premium. I think that makes a lot of sense.
But that does make a lot of sense.
Because also, I've also seen people, it's the exact same clip when there's no one playing it.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, I can either get plus 20 or minus 50. Minus 50, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And it's the same video that I've seen over and over, but now they have a little weedy person up in the corner saying like, all right, there's a lot of people saying this game is fake, but I'm going to play it right now. And it's just like, what do I do? Oh, no, I did the minus 50. So they're playing the exact same track of video, but they're doing a voiceover of it they're playing the game. What is this?
And the other thing that I started realizing as well, is with that guy that you don't like. I won't mention his name because
Andrew Tate. All right, let's get into it. Fine.
No.
I got time for it.
I'm not going to get into it. Because all I wanted to say is that, you know how we keep talking about how the Matrix this, the Matrix that, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
No, but I started thinking as well, everyone uses Google Maps, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much, it's either Google Maps or Waze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there probably is other apps, but I don't think there is one or whatever. What happens if the government is actually helping or running Google Maps and Waze? They want you to get stuck in traffic.
Why?
Because then you're using more petrol. You're then going to have to buy more petrol. It could be a whole flipping scam, bruh. And even today, so like I started, like, you know, like when I'm on the way to work, I do put Google Maps on, and it tells me to go this way or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I start thinking, it's like, I could see that you're showing me that there's traffic there. Why am I going to want to go that way? I'll just go this other way, and I skipped all the traffic and it was perfectly clear. It's like, why didn't you tell me to go that way?
It does normally tell you to go that way.
But it didn't.
On this one occasion?
No, on multiple occasions. It's not that. And I start thinking, maybe they're in on it as well, bruh. Maybe.
There could be.
There is a chance, bruh. Don't do it. Don't.
It's not a 0% chance.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a 0% chance. I'll give you that, and that is all.
Yeah. I guess, but with public transport, it's different because they're just giving you public transport information. There's nothing to it.
Yeah.
But if you're driving, there's definitely got to be some sort of like little side hustle. There's got to be a side hustle to it, bro.
Yeah, I just don't see what the government have to do with it. Or Google. What is their benefit of making me sit in traffic? Your face is like...
There's something, bruh. I don't know what, but there's something.
There's a conspiracy in everything.
If you look hard enough. All right, shall we go to some questions, bruh? Question time.
Let's go.
Although, I want to sing a song right now.
Okay.
Before we do it.
Please.
Welcome to question time. Welcome to question time. We are here. We are here. This is great. This is fun. Question time. Watch out.
Sick. Backed you up there. Nice.
Thanks, bruh. All right. Dear the Book of Bruh, my wife fell in love on holiday and never returned. So, my wife has done, I don't know who this is.
Okay.
My wife has done a Shirley Valentine. I'm assuming that's someone famous, I'm guessing. She went on a girl's holiday to Spain and now she says she's never coming home again.
Don't laugh.
I don't mean to laugh, man.
Don't laugh.
So sorry.
Be nice.
Oh my God. She's cheated on me with a local guy and, damn Diego's.
Diego, it's across the species barrier.
She's cheated on me with a local guy and has announced she's fallen for him, so she's staying there. I'm devastated and keep wondering when she'll come to her senses. We've been married for 5 years. I'm 38, she's 35. 2 months ago, her best mate, who's 36, organized a week's holiday for their friendship group of four. I didn't really want my wife to go, not least because we've been trying to save money. We've been talking about starting to try for a family, so I think she saw it as a last chance to party. They booked a hotel in a classy resort. I've never been the jealous type, so the thought she'd find romance was the furthest thing from my mind. What am I supposed to do?
That's rough.
I don't even know, bro. I don't even know. Oh my god. Do you go chase her down?
No.
Is that like a it might be a little romantic scenario there.
Oh, you think it's a cry for help from her for the relationship?
Look, no, I don't
chase me.
Oh no, it's definitely not a cry. She's gone for some Spanish dick.
Okay.
Realistically, that's what she's gone for. But it could develop into one of those like, oh my god, he flew out there to win me over again. It's fantastic. And then and then Diego ends up killing him. It ends up being a massive crime scene. Diego's a drug lord. She's now a crack whore in Spain. Uh-huh. Oh, could be so many things.
Plausible.
Who knows? But yeah, that's bad. Oh, bruh. If she's doing that stuff to you, leave. I think leave. Don't win her back.
Mm-hmm.
Do the flibbity flap. Change the locks. Dash her stuff out the window. And then, you know, if anything, we'll send you some of these party girls.
In the back. Got a few spare. Yeah, I think exactly what he said. You said, I'm waiting for her to come to her senses, and I'm sure in a little bit she will be. Because the holiday romances only nice because it's a holiday romance.
Yeah.
It's short, it's brief, it's like a bright burning flame, and then it goes out. So old baby boy is going to run out of charm in a little bit.
Yeah, those tan skin does get you.
Does get you. I mean, what's she doing over there as well? What's she doing for money?
Yeah.
What's she doing for money?
Yeah.
If I was you, yeah, I would bunker down. Do not care. Do not show that you care.
Yeah.
Start moving on. If she comes back, then it's your choice whether to take her back.
Yeah.
But just live your life, man. She's chosen to do her thing. This is a massive, I don't know, I was going to say get out of jail free card, but or like get away with it card, but just move on, man. Just move on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to run out, bruh. It's going to run out.
Yeah.
And I'm genuinely not that type to be like, you should take someone back after cheating. Would you? Would you reckon we would?
It depends on the situation. I think sometimes there's
really
merit. And yeah, I mean, you know, you're people. You make mistakes.
That
at the time, maybe.
That's very noble of you. But
it depends on the situation. I mean, yeah, if she was, I don't know, you might be going through a thing. You don't know the full situation.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like some issues there. I don't know. But yeah. But basically, right now, do you focus on you?
Yeah.
Forget
about her for a little bit.
Yeah. I prepare for her return. And prepare to give her the iciest of shoulders.
Yeah.
She's living high right now off in Spain. But
if she calls you, just I don't know, having the background. And oh, sorry, I didn't mean for you to hear that. That's right. Just Tiffany going at it.
If she calls you, I'd just be like, hey, yeah, how are you doing? Just really nonchalant. Casual. Do not care.
That is good.
It will eat that away at good. Them. It will eat away at them.
I like that.
The cold approach is going to just completely destroy
just
it.
Casual, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't he care?
Yeah.
Is he not bothered by this? Did he not love me at all? Is he seeing somebody else? Did I make a mistake? Destroy
good.
Her. Destroy.
Destroy her mentally. Destroy her mentally.
She's living large, but she's going to be living in the dirt by the time you're done.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like that, bruh.
Have fun, bruh.
Have fun. Enjoy it. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
You can do good. You can fly high, my guy. Fly high.
Wait, this year, all about doing it for the plot.
Yeah.
Doing it for the plot. It's going to sound so good in your biography.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fly high.
You got a question, bruh?
No.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Go for
fair.
Another one.
Fair. I'm
very underprepared.
You lot have been on a bit of a mad one. 2023 is going nuts for a few people.
It is.
I did want to sort of stay away from this, but I feel like this is a topic that we should
dive headfirst into. Let's go.
Yeah. Dear the Book of Bra, I'm 30 years old and I've never had an orgasm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lady talking.
It is. I believe so anyway. So despite being a 30-year-old woman, I've never had an orgasm either by myself or with a partner. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's good that she's tried by herself as well, though. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've tried plenty of times. I just can't seem to feel the pleasure that everyone always talks about. up until last year, I had consistently been in and out of relationships, so I had never felt the need to properly explore my own body. But since I broke up with my last boyfriend, I finally began to enjoy singlehood. Having a lot more time to myself has left me with irresistible urge to pleasure myself that I'd never had before. But every time I've tried, I've just felt a whole lot of nothing. I've Googled different techniques and tried various sex toys. I'm starting to worry that I may be completely incapable. What shall I do, brat? So, I think...
Okay.
No, genuinely.
I can see it on your face.
No, genuinely. No.
All right,
this is a serious one, bro.
Drop it.
Serious. Yeah. You need to find what you like. That is, it changes it, bro. Mm. I've said from day one, yeah.
Yeah.
From day one, when I, actually not from day one, yeah. When I start, like when you, you know, when you sort of reach your potential, you know, like when you know you, like when you feel like, you know what, yeah, I'm good at this stuff.
Yeah.
You start realizing that just, even for a guy, like a guy who just busts a nut, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean they orgasm.
Okay.
I don't always like, you know, I don't really like using it because I feel like the word's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a weird word.
It's
yeah.
a weird word. Like, I don't feel like I orgasm every time I bust a nut. Okay. I could bust a nut casually. I could bust a nut and just be.
All right, I completely disagree.
there's an orchestra going.
I'm convulsing and stuff like yeah. as you, you know, biologically, I believe you normally do when you bust nuts.
Nah, bro.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But maybe I have a problem. I don't know.
I don't know. I think
there's times when I bust a nut when I'm not even standing strong.
That's mad. I think that's any doctors listening. I'd love to hear your opinion on that.
Help me. help me, please. Help.
Right. What I would say to you, lady.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say me.
No, bro. I don't know what to say to you.
Oh God.
Yeah, you should write in. Right, lady, what you need is a lesbian.
What?
Because no one's
gonna, where have you come to that?
No, what, she's tried sex toys, she's tried men. The only other opportunity is to try a woman.
How's that the only? The last thing is a woman.
So what I think it is, I think it's all I think it's psychosomatic. I think she's never had one, so she thinks she can never have one. It's the same as when men get like erectile dysfunction because of stress or because they don't or whatever. You know, it happens to everyone where you've got this mental block in your head saying that I can't do this thing, and yours just happens to be. You know, orgasm, sexual pleasure. Yeah. So what you need is a woman, because I mean, it's their stuff. You know, no one knows their way around better than a lady.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's their bread and butter. They literally do it for. It's their job. And you know, you just need to have like a, I don't know, get a lady in. Even as a consultant, one's gonna know how to do it better than somebody that does it for a laugh. You know,
I see. Get a squirter in.
What?
Get a squirter and get a
squirt. Oh, what you mean? Just no. Why?
Get a female who could squirt.
No.
She.
That sounds messy. I don't know why. I'm just. I don't know why you need to get a sprinkler system. In. There's no need. That's not going to help you at all. She's talking about herself. She doesn't want to watch somebody else paint the walls.
No, but I feel like they know their body well. If you're able to squirt, they know their body well.
Okay.
They'll be able to give great advice.
Yeah, I think you need to reach out to some. I mean, Google whatever lesbian meetup places there are. I mean, no, because there's a place in Soho and it literally says an otter bar, which is for, I think, like skinny gay guys.
Oh, right. Oh.
And then I guess bears go there and they pick them up or they meet up with other otters.
You've been there a few
or
times?
Or griffins. No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. I was thinking about going in there and then I saw the, you know, it said like the red lion. And then I was like, oh, that sounds like a pub.
And then
it said Otter Bar. And I thought, it's not my particular vibe.
Not feeling it.
It's not something that I'm feeling like going in there with my other straight friend.
Yeah.
Might be a bit awkward.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with this lesbian thing.
Okay.
But I mean, give it a go if you're into it. No harm in trying.
Yeah. Also,
get some advice from them,
yeah,
if anything.
And I've seen there's like there's these chocolate edible things you can have. There's all sorts of things that you can eat and ingest and maybe smoke. And
yeah, maybe you just need to loosen up, man.
It's mental. Yeah. It's all mental.
Get loosey-goosey. Yeah, I generally think find something that you like. Find the right porn video. You haven't unlocked your fetish yet. Yeah, you need to see what you like.
Yes.
And then you'll be, oof. Yeah, bro, like I said, man, you like a guy doesn't need to, like, doesn't always orgasm just from busting a nut. Surely there's been times when you've bust a nut, yeah?
No.
And you're like, oh, yeah, it was cool. Yeah, no. that was a nice nut.
I mean,
there's been exceptional nuts.
Yeah, obviously there's ones where, like, your ears are ringing after and stuff like that.
Exactly. But, yeah, there's differences, bro.
Well, I'm not comparing like the lowliest. It's all good stuff. I'm just happy to be there, you know. I'm happy that's happening.
I'm there for the ride.
And whatever situation that has led up to it is groovy.
Yeah,
I'm down with it. I'm down.
Fair enough.
But no, yeah, I think it's all mental. I don't think the fetish thing is actually a good idea, because if you can only get off to a fetish, I mean, you probably would have found it by now. If you're doing all the normal stuff, so opening those doors is very hard to close them after.
Are you looking at porn? Are you watching porn when you're doing it? You should. There's no shame in it. No shame.
I don't know. Oh, also check out Reddit. I'm sure there's like a help group for this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, actually, yeah, maybe not on the porn, because porn can be very unhealthy.
It melts your brain.
Yeah, very unhealthy situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just exploring. You need to explore your body. If you need help with that, we could recommend people.
We got recommendations.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so guys, it's been a interesting episode. It's been nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Hope you guys have.
Yep.
Remember, next week, tune in for next week's episode. We're gonna do one of those quizzes. We'll drop you in as well. See what you turn out to be. Who knows? It's gonna be a bit of a weird one.
Yeah.
So see you next week, people.
See you then.
Peace.
Peace.